There is so much to learn about our Father's love, much more than just an intellectual understanding. We'll talk about it today, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Shalom, and welcome to Messianic Perspectives, a daily program where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive first century Jewish point of view. This is Liz Aiello. Today, our Bible teacher, Pastor Al Runge, is discussing the love of our Heavenly Father. I'll be back at the end of the message with a special offer. And now, here's Pastor Runge.
I'm completing my series of messages on the subject of the love of our Heavenly Father. In my first message, I spoke on the yearning love of our Heavenly Father to have children. In my second message, I spoke on the sacrificial love of our Heavenly Father to redeem us. In my third message, I spoke on the life-giving love of our Heavenly Father. You see, when we receive Jesus, we receive His eternal life. The Bible tells us in 1 John 5, verse 11, "And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life." In my fourth message, I spoke of the nurturing love of our Heavenly Father. One of the ways God nurtures us is through His faithful discipline. The Word of God tells us in Deuteronomy 8, verse 5, "You should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord, your God, chastens you." In my fifth message, I spoke on the guiding love of our Heavenly Father. You see, He does not desert us to find our own way through life. Listen to Psalm 48, verse 14. "For this is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death." In my sixth message, I spoke on God's protective love. He is our defender. He is our helper. In my seventh message, I spoke on God's forgiving love. And now in completing my series, I want to speak to you about God's steadfast love for us. I want to share with you what God is teaching me about His steadfast love that is extended over my lifetime. Listen to God's word as a promise for you and me. In Isaiah 46, verse 4, "Even to your old age I am He, and even to your gray hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you." So let me share some experiences I've had in these latter years of my life. When I retired from being a pastor 11 years ago, I faced an identity crisis. Ever since I became a Christian at the age of 14, I looked forward to becoming a pastor. For years, I attended various schools, preparing myself to lead a church. I worked to support myself through school for as little as 17 cents an hour with menial jobs. For over 40 years, I enjoyed my ministry as a pastor, but before I knew it, I turned 65 years of age and was expected to retire. I dreaded the idea of retirement from the pastorate because serving the Lord as a pastor was my life. I faced another disappointment. One day, I was rearranging all my old sermons for storage. I became dismayed to discover that I could not make sense out of many of them. I wondered how God could have blessed my ministry as greatly as He did over the years. My prayer life became hindered, and quite a pity party was going on in my mind. Since all of us Christians confront such periods of spiritual distress, let me tell you what scripture snapped me out of it. It's found in 1 John 3, verse 18. "Listen, my little children, this then is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence whenever our heart condemns us." So how do we set our condemning hearts at rest? Listen to the answer in the next few words. "For God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything." He knows everything. The scripture, this particular passage, is a prescription on how we can set our hearts at rest by simply remembering that God is greater than our troubled hearts. No matter what we are, as far as our age is concerned, we are always God's little children. Our Heavenly Father's steadfast love is greater than any of our guilt and imperfections. 62 years ago, when Jesus took me into his family, he knew all about my weaknesses, my lack of potential for success in this life. Nevertheless, he accepted me anyway into his family with unconditional love. I remember as a 14-year-old boy, I was sitting in the gospel meeting house, listening to the gospel message, and I became convinced of the truth of it. And I was in the valley of decision. I had to decide either to accept Jesus as Savior or to reject him. I believed that if I accepted Jesus, all my past sins would be forgiven. But I thought, what about my future sins? I knew I was a sinner. I knew I would sin again. Would I then be lost forever? Would it be worse for me then? And I wondered, how could I begin with Jesus when I am sure I will fail again? Just then, God inspired the preacher to say this: when you accept Jesus, he forgives you of your past sins, your present sins, and your future sins. I said, that's good enough for me, and I became a believer. You know, after a while, I had an elder come to me and say, you know, you're going so fast in your Christian life, you will meet yourself coming back. He warned me that I could lose my salvation. No one was as unsure of himself as I was at that time. I suffered from a severe inferiority complex. And about the same time, I heard another preacher declare from the pulpit that if you die with one unconfessed sin, you'd go right to hell. I wondered who could remember all of his unconfessed sins. I was scared silly. Why even try to live the impossible Christian life, I thought. But I prayed then. I said, Lord, you know what a sinful failure I can become. I know that I will sin again. When I do, please forgive me. Even if I sin 1,000 times, 1,000 times, forgive me, O Lord. Don't let me go. I told the Lord of my fears, and in my mind I had an insight so real to me. I could visualize Jesus on the cross suffering for me, looking at me and saying, if I've suffered this much for you, once I get you, I will never let you go. That was a powerful impression. But you know, every impression has to be substantiated by the Word of God. And Hebrews 10 verse 12 tells us the same thing. But this man Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. The one historic sacrifice of Jesus on Golgotha covered all my sins forever, which included my past sins, my present sins, my future sins. Now, even though we are forgiven from the guilt of our sins, it does not mean that we should not confess them and repent from them. The Word of God tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 13, he who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. I wondered, when would I become perfect? I had some false expectations. I foolishly thought that by the time I became 30 years of age, I would be perfect. When that did not happen, I expected, well, maybe when I'm 40 years old, I'll be perfect. Then 50, then 60, then 70, yet it did not happen. Now, I can see that I have grown in maturity and the knowledge and grace of the Lord Jesus, but there's still a long way for me to go. And I know from God's word, when I see Jesus, I will become like him, for I shall see him as he is. Now, what really thrills me is that God is still using me in radio preaching, in writing books, and teaching the Word of God in many countries. Since I left the pastorate, my wife Lee and I have ministered in 18 countries and are still going strong. Here is another precious promise that God gave to me in Psalm 92, verse 14. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. I never want to stop declaring the integrity of God's everlasting love. When I came to Christ many years ago, I accepted God's love by faith, but I did not have any life experiences with him at that time. But now I can say with King David, as he wrote in Psalm 23, verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If all that I ever receive from the Lord would be his mercy and goodness throughout my earthly life, I can honestly say I'm glad that I accepted Jesus. However, here is the best news possible. His steadfast will follow us throughout eternity. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, not just for a short time, but forever. Did you get that? Listen to the promise of our Lord Jesus to his disciples in John 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Yes, we get trouble when we think of dying. But you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and he's preparing a place for me and you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may also be. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Well, Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the only way to the Heavenly Father. And I trust that now you will put your trust in him and you will experience the everlasting love of our Heavenly Father. He loves you and longs for you to come to him through Jesus. Don't disappoint him. Come now. In Jesus' name I invite you. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Runji. And thank you, listening friends, for joining us today. It's always good to have you with us here on Messianic Perspectives. Today, we've been listening to our Bible teacher, Pastor Al Runji, talk about exploring the love of our Heavenly Father. You'll be glad to know that it's available on CD for the suggested gift of just $6. Just ask for Pastor Al Runji's series titled, Exploring the Love of Our Heavenly Father. Just visit our secure online store at messianicspecialties.com to place your order. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. Let me remind you that when you order the materials we offer here on the program, you're not only enabling us to remain here on your station, but you're also helping us take the good news of Yeshua HaMashiach to Jewish people and Gentiles all over the world. Even if you're one of our regular listeners, you still may not know that we're much more than just a radio program. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries, one of the largest missionary organizations in the world. We currently have missionary families serving the Lord all over the world, including the United States, Canada, South America, England, France, and of course, Israel. So when you write, consider helping us with a gift above the suggested amount. We'd be very grateful. Have you enjoyed this edition of Messianic Perspectives? Why not continue to learn about the Jewish roots of your Christian faith by inviting a speaker from CJF Ministries? Call our toll-free number, 1-800-926-5397, and we'll be happy to handle all of the details. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you, as Dr. Gary Hedrick begins his series on Who Killed Christ? Right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.